On a single day next month, 95,000 retired Americans may lose their health benefits. Bethlehem Steel is eliminating health care for retired steel workers on March 31st. The company is bankrupt. It's cutting expenses as part of a deal to sell its surviving steel plants to the International Steel Group. To understand what all this means, we travel to one of the steel mills outside Baltimore, Maryland. On a brutally cold day, retired worker Larry Redeman stood surrounded by the plant's black buildings. He worked here for more than 30 years. The Chesapeake Bay wind blew smoke from the stacks of the plant known as Sparrows Point.
Furnace, that's the big L furnace. Then it goes over in railroad cars over to the steel making process over there.
I bet the sky was a lot more polluted in the old days than it is
now. Oh, yes. The sky used to be red in the old days.
Red?
Orange.
Wow.
A lot of people had a lot of problems with their clothes. Women would hang their clothes on the line. They would get orange on their clothes and everything. The pollution used to be a lot worse. It's a much better now.
Larry Redeman wears a black shirt and jeans. He's 55 years old. He's one of many Americans in many industries who suddenly have less money than they expected for retirement. He worked for Bethlehem Steel until last year when the bankrupt company offered him a bonus to retire, $400. Redeman accepted. Not long after, the federal government took over Bethlehem Steel's pension plan. And like many retirees who quit early, Redeman expects to see his pension reduced. Then last week, 19,000 retirees near this plant learned that their health coverage will be cut off. Redeman invited us into his house for coffee. We sat in the kitchen. It's decorated by a delicate pattern, a border of grapes and leaves, which his wife painted along the top of the wall. Redeman bought this place in the early 1970s, not long after he served in the Army in Vietnam.
That's why I get a little upset, you know, you go away, you fight for your country, and all this stuff can happen to you later in your life after you plan for retirement.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah, right. Stop. I was a crane millwright. Climbed cranes and repaired the cranes. So if they have a wheel bearing or, you know, a wheel goes up or a motor goes up and all, we were the ones that would go up there and set up the crane car and up in the ceiling and change it. Change out the parts and everything.
Your wife works at Bethlehem Steel?
Yes.
What does she do there?
She's a roller on the skin pass. She rolls the steel. She works in a pulpit and rolls the steel.
You got married to the company, in a sense.
Yeah. You like cream or sugar?
Black is fine. Black is just great. Appreciate it.
This is a devastating blow to a lot of our old timers. You know, we have a lot of people that are going to be hurting. I mean, how can you be 60 years old or between 60 and 65, which you don't hit Medicare until 65, and you're in those years there, and say you have a bad heart and you're taking heart medicine, you're taking 6-7 pills a day, they're very costly. You can't not afford to have health care insurance. I'm fortunate on the health care issue. Now that they come up with the health care issue, they're going to drop health care. My wife is still working, so I can get on her insurance. I'm on her insurance. Now, some of my buddies are not so fortunate.
I'm just thinking over the years, having so many people concentrated in one area, I mean, just any news about the company, it's going up, it's going down, the stock price is improving, it files for bankruptcy. I mean, you must just feel shockwaves all through the community here.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knew the stock market was going to go down to pennies for Bethlehem Steel stock. That was devastating. Nobody would ever believe it.
Is it?
And a lot of people invested. A lot of people invested because that's where their livelihood was at, and that's what they believed in. You know, they said, oh, they'll come back. We'll come back, you know. It'll start turning around, and it did a nosedive.
What do you think of the position that Bethlehem Steel was in, though? I mean, here you are, you're trying to save what you can of this company, you're in bankruptcy, and these are the terms that somebody offers you. Either you sell the parts and kind of throw some retirees over the side, or...
That's the best deal going for all the employees that are left working. It's the best deal going is to try to sell the company to somebody while it's still operating. There's also 3,000 people down there that have jobs. They have house payments. They have all the things everybody else has. I'm retired. I still have payments. But we need help from the government. We need help from the government. We can't do all this on our own, you know, the steel workers, the international, everything. Just like I say, we're shopping for health care right now, doing as much as we can for the retirees. But I don't think that's going to be enough. Some people are not going to be able to afford it. I know people in the club I belong to, different places I belong and stuff, they're receiving $475 a month. They're still living. They're retired from Belgium Steel. They gave the company 40 years maybe. And how can this guy afford $400 for him and his wife for health care or something? This guy's maybe almost 80 years old, but they're still living. We have longevity. We have a lot of older steel workers. And we have to try to look out for everybody.
What have the last few days been like as this announcement has been made? Around here, what have...
From what I'm getting, all the people that always said, oh, I'm really enjoying my retirement and everything, even some old-timers that are over 60 and stuff, they're saying, I might have to go back to work. And they're serious about this. All the younger ones that are in my situation, all the younger ones in my situation are saying, we're definitely going to have to go back to work.
You?
More than likely, yes.
Probably be hard to find a job at Sparrow's Point in the steel plant.
I don't know if I want to go back to Sparrow's Point. I just feel like they dumped on me a little bit. I don't know if I'd want to go back. We planned for, had our lives planned out, where she was going to finish out work in four and a half more years, and she was going to have 30 years. She was going to take her pension. We were going to, the son would be out of high school. Right then, the son would be out of high school. Everything, plant thing was working just the way we were planning our lives for retirement. And it just, everything's gone as far as those plans.
New economy.
Yep.
Different economy. Well, thanks very much. This has really been great. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate you coming on.
Larry Redeman spoke to us in his home near the Sparrow's Point steel plant in Maryland. Afterward, we drove to a bar that's popular with steelworkers, and we had the first drink of the day at 11:30 in the morning.